Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 10 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is The Lord Your God. He is God. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Rahab showed more faith in the Lord than the 10 spies had exhibited 40 years before when she said, 'I know that the Lord has given you the land.' Her faith was based on facts, not just feelings, for she had heard of the miracles of God, starting with the opening up of the Red Sea at the Exodus. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Our text today is Joshua 2, 8 through 11. "Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to them, 'I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, as there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath." Rahab has a remarkable conversation with these two spies on the roof of her house. She had heard of the greatness of God, and great fear had fallen on her heart. Twice, Rahab uses the word melted. These are two different words in the Hebrew language. In verse 9, she stated, "All the inhabitants of the land melt away before you." The word for melt here means to dissolve away, or cause to lose heart. In verse 11, Rahab said, "Our hearts melted." This Old Testament word means to melt away as worthless and to completely lose heart. It can also mean to liquefy. God had dissolved the Canaanites' callous hearts, and they were losing any hopes to defeat him. Both of these statements about melting away in fear are tied to what Rahab heard. At some point in the past, she had heard about the God of Israel. Joshua 2:10 reveals that she had specifically heard about the Red Sea incident and the defeat of the two kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og. What she heard produced a change in her heart. The testimony of God's power had softened her heart. The stories of God's miracles had brought a reverent fear of God to her heart. Rahab had thought often about who God was and all that he had done. Scripture teaches us that salvation is always preceded by hearing. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Every Christian was saved because someone somewhere told them about the Lord. And like Rahab, God's word softens our hearts. With a softened heart, Rahab confesses a faith in God. Verse 11 contains Rahab's marvelous statement about God. "For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath." This is an incredible announcement on any level, but especially from a Canaanite. As a Canaanite, Rahab would have worshipped false idols such as Baal and Asherah. Baal was known as the god of the Canaanites, yet Rahab announced that the God of Israel is the God of all heaven and earth. Her confession is her way of saying, "While there have been many false gods in my life, there is only one true God, and he is the God of Israel." She had heard about the God of Israel, and now she is confessing him to be the Lord of all. David Howard, in the New American Commentary, adds the following comments. "Yahweh was the true God's personal name, just as Baal or Asherah or Marduk or Ishtar were the personal names of the Canaanite or Babylonian gods, respectively. Thus, when Rahab stated that Yahweh, your God, is God, she was stating that Baal, Asherah, and the rest were not true gods. Rahab's words become even more significant when we realize that the last part of her affirmation, the phrase, "in the heavens above and the earth below," is found only three times prior to this, all in the context that affirm God's exclusive claims to sovereignty. Warren Wiersbe reaffirms this thought. Rahab's conversion was truly an act of God's grace. Like all the citizens of Canaan, Rahab was under condemnation and destined to die. God commanded the Jews to utterly destroy them and show them no mercy. Rahab was a Gentile outside of the covenant mercy shown to Israel. She didn't deserve to be saved, but God had mercy on her. If ever a sinner experienced Ephesians 2:1-10, it was Rahab. Questions. How is Rahab's confession connected to her reverent fear of God? When people hear about your faith and witness your God, do they say, "The Lord your God, He is God"? How can your life be a greater testimony of God's power and grace? In what ways is the response to God's power in Elijah's life seen in the scripture below similar to Rahab's response? 1 Kings 18:38-39. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Pray with me. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As we meditate on who you are, teach us how to be ambassadors for you, such that people would see our lives and declare that you indeed are God. In Jesus' name, amen.